Evidence for the coastal route is sparse, not least because archaeologists have never looked for Paleo-Indian settlements on the shoreline. Future searches will be difficult. Thousands of years ago, the melting glaciers raised the seas, inundating coastal settlements if they existed. Coastal route proponents like to point out that Clovis Firsters believed in the existence of the ice-free corridor without much supporting data. The coastal route has equally little empirical backing, but in their view makes more sense. Most important, the image of a seagoing people fits into a general rethinking of Paleo-Indian life. Because the first discovered Clovis site was a hunting camp, archaeologists have usually assumed that Clovis society was focused on hunting. Indeed, Clovisites were thought to have entered the ice-free corridor by pursuing game. Follow the reindeer, as skeptics refer to this scheme. In contemporary hunting and gathering societies, anthropologists have learned, gathering by women usually supplies most of the daily diet. The meat provided by male hunters is a kind of luxury, a special treat for a binge and celebration, the Pleistocene equivalent of a giant box of Toblerone. Compared to its brethren around the world, Clovis society, with its putative focus on massive exterminating hunts, would have been an anomaly. A coastal route helps bring the Paleo-Indians back in line. Then, as now, the northwest coast, thick with fruit and fruits de mer, was a gatherer's paradise. Wild strawberries, wild blueberries, soapberries, huckleberries, thimbleberries, salmonberries, clams, cockles, mussels, oysters, flounder, hake, salmon. To get breakfast, the local saying says, take a walk in the forest. To get dinner, wait for low tide. Perhaps the smell of candlefish fat, ubiquitous in later Northwest Coast Indian cuisine, even then hovered over the first visitors' fires. One can guess that their boats were not made of wood because they had long lived on the almost treeless plains of Beringia. Instead, they may have been made from animal skin, a readily available resource. Though soft beneath the foot, fragile-looking hide vessels have been known to traverse hundreds of miles of open water. A visitor to the Northwest 20,000 years ago might have seen such a craft bobbing over the waves like a long floating balloon, 10 or 20 men lining its sides, chasing minke whales with stone-tipped spears. All of this is speculative, to say the least, and may well be wrong. Next year, geologists may decide the ice-free corridor was passable after all, or more hunting sites could turn up. What seems unlikely to be undone is the awareness that Native Americans may have been in the Americas for 20,000 or even 30,000 years. Given that the Ice Age made Europe north of the Loire Valley uninhabitable until some 18,000 years ago, the Western Hemisphere should perhaps no longer be described as the New World. Britain, home of my ancestor Billington, was empty until about 12,500 BC because it was still covered by glaciers. If Monteverde is correct, as most believe, people were thriving from Alaska to Chile while much of northern Europe was still empty of mankind and its works.